Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Dorothy and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we are going to be reflecting. It's a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, 39 through 48. And so I want to invite you, if you are in your car, if you are at home listening to this gospel, I just invite you to actually allow the Lord to give you new ears this morning, to hear this gospel in a different way. Maybe a way that you've already heard it before, and this is something that comes to you and you kind of know the Lord is speaking, but rather hear it and do something new with your life today, that he actually wants to empower you by reading this gospel and giving you something to work on, something to invite the Lord in to do for you. So yes, make your heart open. As I say, Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on an unexpected day in an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." So in this gospel reading is a little heavy. The Lord expects a lot from us, and that's actually not to scare us, not to overwhelm us, but to actually give us an opportunity to step into something. So in this gospel, the Lord says, "I'm actually giving you a lot." He's speaking to his apostles and he's like, "I want to actually assign you guys a lot. I want to give you authority. I want to give you power." But with that power and with that authority comes great responsibility. And so at the end of the gospel, it says, "Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." So the Lord isn't messing around, because the Lord understands his power. And I think so often, if we understood our power, things would change and things would happen in our family situations or our friend situations or going to work. So oftentimes we think that it's a burden to enter into a conversation or a burden to go to work or an environment that we don't like. But I think if we knew the power that the Lord wants to give us today, things will change, because he demands us to do more. So when the Lord says, "Dorothy, like, I want you to do this today, but I don't understand the power that I've been given," I'm going to be a little bit fearful. I'm going to be a little bit nervous. But if the Lord comes to me and says, "Dorothy, I have great responsibility for you. I'm going to give you everything that you need," that changes things. And so in this gospel, something that also stood out to me is that when the Lord says, "My master is delayed in coming," and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour. How oftentimes do we do things when people aren't watching that the Lord wouldn't please? So oftentimes I check myself of, what do I do when no one's around? But the Lord actually speaks that actually when no one's around, that's when he's there. That's when he's listening. That's when he tests us, to test our character, to test how we're doing in relationship with him. Because it all flows from this love that we have towards him, towards Jesus. And so I want you guys to take a time right now to actually meditate upon your life and ask Jesus, "Jesus, what have you given to me? What do you demand that I do today? What is something that you actually given me that I've been fearful of acting upon? But actually, Jesus, I want to live in power and I want to live in transformation as I go into my day today." So take a moment of something that you actually fearful of going into. Maybe it's a conversation, maybe it's a relationship, but ask Jesus what he's speaking today and how to bring his power and authority. So me personally, I felt the Lord was just speaking to me, and he actually wants me to be more of a childlike heart to actually, when I go into conversations, to see someone and as a child looks at his mom or a dad and just all in wonder and such a pure heart and pure eyes. That's what the Lord is bringing me in today. So whatever that is that the Lord spoke to you, I ask that you just ask the Lord for strength and guidance today, because he wants to give it to you. He wants to give you as many gifts as you're open to receive today. So this has been a scripture on the reflection on the Gospel of Luke. Again, my name is Dorothy. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.